You and your full potential are realized here. Your life unlimited with Stephanie Staples starts now on 680 CJOB.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for spending your hour with me. We are always trying to bring you some ideas, some insights, some inspiration to help you bring your A-game to work and life. And sometimes it's about health, sometimes it's about happiness, sometimes it's about relationships. And today, it's going to be about something a little bit different. One thing we're going to talk about today is gadgets. So we're going to be talking with Greg Gazin. He is the gadget guy. And also Cassidy Bouchard, who is here from Vivacity Fitness. She's going to give us a few tips. But before we get going, I always like to kind of talk about the week and unravel what happened and see if I can make some sort of sense of it. And today, as I share my story with you, it's pretty close. It's pretty close and it's pretty new. So I'm hoping I can kind of get through it. But while you hear my story, what I want you to think about is a change or a loss or a disruption of some sort in your life and see if you can relate and see if we can maybe come to a few answers together. So what I found this week is that my emotions really, really surprised me. I had a complete meltdown as our first little bird prepared to leave the nest. And it totally caught me by surprise because we've been counting down the days for the last 2 months as he waited to take possession of his new home. The hub and I talked about all the extra room there would be in the house and no more dirty dishes and leftovers sitting and fossilizing in the basement. No more fine hairs from indiscriminate razor shakings all over the downstairs bathroom. We speculated what we would do with all our extra money. That boy literally never stops eating. I bet our milk would last for weeks now, not just days, and our grocery bill will plummet. Probably we'd save enough to go on a tropical vacation every year. But now the day is here and I don't know what I feel. And it seems similar to when we gave the crib away after 3 kids and 6 years of use, happy to move on to the next stage, but melancholy at the same time. Can you think of something like that in your life? As I go up and down our stairs, helping load boxes into the truck, I think about how many times I've gone up and down those same stairs, a million, but never, ever with this purpose, never to move a child out of the house. It feels weird. I stop and I sit by myself in his half-empty room. I lie on his bed, void of the familiar comforter, stripped of his sheets. Yeesh, he really needs a new mattress. The coils give way and the bed wraps around me like a hammock. I look at the pictures on his wall, awards in frames and mementos on his bulletin board. A lifetime of memories flood my brain. He's put into my arms for the first time, and I know I was put on this earth to be his mom. I bring him to preschool and he bangs on the door to get out while his sister simultaneously bangs on the other side of the door to get in. We're camping and while he has packed his own bag, he forgets to bring it and spends the entire weekend in the same clothes and he doesn't care. He's playing with paper animals for hours in the basement with his sisters. More memories come as the years pass through my head in minutes. He gets busted on his first day with his license for speeding. He's washing his first car in the driveway with pride. He graduates. He falls in love. He enters his dream profession. I am exceedingly happy for what he has, this great career, this great girl, this great house. The overwhelming emotions are happiness and gratitude and pride. He's moving out for a good reason, not a bad one. He's moving an hour away, not a province away. I have 2 other kids at home, still plenty of drama to be had. I have a full life outside of my kids, my own life. I'm not going to be bored or lonely or unfulfilled. So can someone please explain to me why I feel like this? Like my stomach is being twisted inside out, like my heart has been pierced, like my head is full of bees. I'm so mad at myself for this ridiculous behavior. I want to slap myself upside the head. Stop it, I say to myself as I try and shake these unexpected and unpleasant emotions away from myself. And then I do what I do. I make a post on Facebook. Facebook answers all my questions. It solves all my problems. And on this day, it does as well, as many parents share their stories to support me. Someone please explain to me why I feel like this, I post. Answers come. Advice comes. Understanding comes. It does get easier, and you'll get to fall in love with your baby and his new life all over again, someone writes. Be gentle with yourself. What you are feeling is normal, and with time, you will have a new normal without him at home. Our children start out lying so close to our heart that we connect with them like no others. When they become independent of us, it's not unlike having our heart walk around on the outside of us in this big world. Love is risk. A piece of you is no longer under your heart, your wing, or your roof. Yes, it does feel like my heart is outside of me. And then this post, perhaps the one that impacts me the most. It's the greatest love in the world, one woman writes, to be able to love and let go, to know that you love them enough to be able to want them to fulfill their lives as they decide. Hold yourself softly and gently, she says, as your heart cries with the love of a mother. Rejoice that you experience this love. And so it is with things that are difficult. We often make them even worse by beating ourselves up, by not letting ourselves feel what we need to feel and experience what we need to experience. We do not show that compassion for ourselves, and that might just be what we need when we would show that compassion for somebody else. My son sees me in a messy puddle of tears, and he gives me a beautiful, sympathetic look. He knows what I'm thinking without me saying a word, and he comes over and gives me a big, long, strong hug, and he says the words I will never forget. You did good. Then he gives me an old medal with a pony on it. I think I'll cherish that medal forever. I did good. It will all be okay in a little while, but right now I have to experience this different kind of sad, this unusual sort of grief, and I must be gentle with myself as I navigate this new turn on my journey. And so to you, whatever turn in the road that you're on, may I advise you as others have advised me. Be gentle with yourself. Let yourself go through the emotions and know that a little self-compassion can go a long, long way. Back in a moment on Your Life Unlimited. Hey, I want to send a big shout out to the Hotel Fort Garry. They have a fabulous bed, breakfast, and yoga package for starting at only $149, and it is awesome there if you want to do something special this summer or for somebody special in your life. That is the gift of the year for sure. So taking a different turn, I am speaking with the gadget guy, Greg Gazin. He has always got something new on the go, and today he's going to share some of his tips and insight with us. But I'm always curious, Greg, before we get going, tell us a little bit about like how you got to be doing what you're doing and why. It's pretty cool.
I guess I always loved gadgets. I was interested in gadgets as a kid. And I think the straw that broke the camel's back was probably a number of years ago when I met Steve Jobs at a entrepreneur conference, and it was my first foray into starting to use the Macintosh, and it just continued on from there. I just liked to play with things, and then I started writing for various publications, and then one day my editor said to me, "Greg, you're such a gadget guy," and that kind of stuck.
So. I can see that.
I'm a little older than 20-something, and so sometimes people get quite a chuckle of, there's an older guy who's kind of the gadget guy, but nonetheless.
It sounds like the funnest job ever.
It is a lot of fun. You get to play a lot. Sometimes you start playing, like last night I was playing with a new gadget. In fact, I'll even mention it. I was playing with this, it's called a Blue Driver by Limmer Technologies, and what you do is it plugs into your car and it reads all the codes.
Oh.
So I started playing with that yesterday, and before you know it, it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going, ooh, I got to be on Stephanie's show, and it's an hour earlier here. I thought, okay, better time to get some sleep.
I notice almost all your emails come after midnight.
And early in the morning. Yeah, I don't sleep a lot. And I love coffee, so there you go.
And we could probably do a whole show about this, but I find it interesting, too. You're a gadget guy, you get all these gadgets, and you're still married. So that's probably a whole show unto itself.
Well, if I tell you about the gadget I played with last night, you probably understand why things are okay.
Oh, well, do tell.
Well, actually, it's the one I mentioned to you the other day that I was under embargo that I couldn't talk about. I played with it's a new Dyson Kinetic DC78. Now, the old joke that vacuums suck, this one sucks more than ever. But not only is it bagless, it's also filterless. It's one of the first filterless vacuums out there. So you can...
Where does all the stuff go?
You can vacuum away to your heart's content, and you don't have to worry about emptying bags or filters because most people don't do it anyway.
Huh. Interesting.
That was a lot of fun. So,
see, you don't think of like a vacuum as a gadget typically.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of a gadget if you think about the technology. I mean, this thing's got 54 cyclones in it. Huh. And what it does is it spins these things so fast. The technology that goes into it, I mean, they spent, I think, $13 million just developing it in 6 years.
This is not your grandma's vacuum anymore.
I mean, I take things apart a little bit. I mean, I didn't strip it down to its bare bones, but I did spend some time playing with it and looking inside and seeing how things work, and it's absolutely phenomenal. So So it's fun.
Hey, you know what? I've done a lot of shows, Greg, and nobody's ever got excited about a vacuum before. So this is a first. Okay, so I was thinking about like summer. You know, we still got some summer ahead of us, and back to school coming up. Is there any kind of new up and coming gadgets that we should know about? And tell us what we need to know.
Well, one of the things that's funny, I think we talked about this the other day, is that sometimes you're on the road and you find yourself on the road and you find, okay, well, my earbuds, oh, I left them at the shop, or they get tangled up in the armrest of the plane and you rip it. So my recommendation to people is to make sure that they keep a spare pair of earbuds along with them. But there are also earbuds out there or headphones out there that don't have any wires attached to them. And a lot of people have heard about the term Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Bluetooth is wireless, and some people think it's just for the earpieces that for your phones, but it's actually more. There are some high-definition, high-quality type headphones and earbuds out there that are totally wireless. The nice thing about that is you don't have to worry about the dangling cords. And if you've got a television that can adapt to it, you know, you could be sitting watching TV at night and you can have your headphones on and not bother anybody.
Oh, that, you know what they should call those? They should call those marriage savers. That's what they should call those.
Probably. Or at the same token, and I don't know whether you can relate to this or not, is sometimes you're just both watching or listening, but you're doing different things. So, you know, one could be on the iPad listening to their thing, and the other one could be watching the television. So.
Yeah. No, I like the idea of the cordless earbuds for sure.
Yeah. So Bluetooth is really big. And in fact, it's not just for headphones and earbuds, but it's also for speakers. We're starting to see a whole slew of wireless type speakers. So let's say you are on the road, or let's say you're doing a presentation at school, or you're at an event where someone's showing a PowerPoint from a television and you don't really have a big PA system to hook up to. Well, what you can do is you can put a wireless speaker in the middle of the room. You can send the signal from the computer, from your iPod, from your iPhone directly to it. And so that you don't have to worry about cables and about wires, because I was at a presentation in the spring and that's exactly what happened. They said, oh, we've got nothing to hook up to, and you can't really hear anything coming out of the computer. Now, if you are looking at getting these types of devices, one of the things to look for is something called Bluetooth 4 or Bluetooth LE. And I don't want to get into the technical side of things, but I think what's important
Thanks.
Is that... Oh, no, and I appreciate that. It's just that when people are looking for things, they're always asking, well, what should I look for?
Yeah.
If you look for something that's Bluetooth 4 or Bluetooth LE, what that means is lower energy and it's more efficient, because what's going to happen is it's going to be sucking up battery and sucking up juice.
Oh.
And so you want the batteries to last as long as possible. I mean, that's the downside sometimes of wireless, is that it needs power of some sort.
That's a great idea. Okay, so LE stands for lower energy, and we want that.
Bluetooth 4. That's just something to look for.
Okay, sounds good.
Absolutely.
Anything else in the travel department?
Travel departments, let's see. Well, I know one of the things I noticed that people are always complaining about is that they don't have enough space. They don't have enough storage space. You're on the road, let's say, I don't know, do you watch movies on your phone or your iPad?
No.
You don't. How about recording them?
No.
You don't. You will.
Oh, I'm a terrible specimen for you. Sorry. But let's say I did. I'm sure there's lots of people that do.
Yeah.
Just pretend I said yes.
Too funny. Well, what happens is that, first of all, when you're on the road, you might want to be watching movies. Or perhaps you're on the road, you're going to be shooting some video. And you're shooting in high definition. All of these things take up space. Some devices don't have a capability. So let's say you bought a phone that has, let's say, 16 gig for argument's sake. And so all of a sudden you start putting a bunch of movies and it starts to fill up. Well, what do you do? So there are some gadgets that you can use. Now, some devices you can just plug in a little USB stick. You know what that is, right?
I do.
Absolutely.
Don't be so condescending now, Greg. I know a little bit.
I know you so well. That's why I'm just joking. But seriously, you need to find a way to back some things up, or you need to take them off. Now, if you're on the road, it's not always convenient. So there are some services that you could use. So, for example, you can use something like Dropbox or Google Drive or iCloud or SkyDrive. But there's a device called the SanDisk Connect Wireless Flash Drive, and there's a SanDisk Connect Wireless Media Drive. And what these are is the flash drive looks just like a regular flash drive, but it sends the signals wirelessly. So you can back up to them wirelessly, but also let's just say that well, now the kids are left home. But let's just say you have a group of people in a vehicle and you've got a movie on this little stick.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually send, you could have three or four people watching that movie coming from directly from that stick. So not only can you back up stuff to it, you can also stream media from it. Because it's not a bad idea, especially if you record or if you take a bunch of photos. What happens if you lose your phone or you drop it in the water or you drop it in the sand or something happens? If you've got your photos and your videos all backed up to it, then at least they're safe.
Yeah, no,
ideally,
that's...
Yeah, ideally you want to upload them to a service of some sort, but sometimes you may not have access handy. But if you get one of these devices, you've got a backup because sometimes you take that, you got that right picture, that beautiful video, that those beautiful moments, right? Did you shoot some pictures of the little one leaving home?
I did.
You want to make sure you got a copy of those so that you can cherish them in the future.
Absolutely. Okay, great ideas. Back in a moment with Greg Gadget, the Gazin guy. That's wrong. Back in a moment. It's Stephanie Staples with the Your Life Unlimited quick tip of the week. This week, I want to encourage you to be gentle with yourself. Notice when your negative self-talk pops in and takes over your head. Stop and hear what the words are silently being spoken to the one person you spend the most time with, you. Do you hear yourself saying, I'm so stupid, so clumsy, so forgetful? If so, catch yourself. Step back, change positions, and reframe your thoughts. If you're thinking you're stupid, say, I can't possibly be expected to know everything. If you're thinking you're clumsy, say, everyone slips sometimes. If you're saying, I remember things, say, you know what? I just didn't remember as soon as I wanted to. Be gentle with yourself as you strive to be less critical and more self-accepting. Show some self-compassion. Embrace your humanity, imperfections and all. This week, try being gentle. Sending a big shout out to tiberriver.ca, 408 Academy, 1650 Keniston, tiberriver.ca. Even their website smells great, and they have a great line of men's products as well, so check them out. And also I want to send a shout out to firstimpressionshairandskin.ca. Always keep you looking and feeling great. I am talking on the phone with Greg Gazin. He is known as thegadgetguy.ca, but he has lots of very interesting. I don't know how many hats you have in your wardrobe, Greg, but you got a lot of different things going on there in Edmonton. And the newest is a launch of your brand new book. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Corey Outsmarts the Butterflies. So listen, it's not too often we have an author of a children's book, but this book has more than it seems. It's not just for children. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, first of all, as the gadget guy, and I'm actually on the phone here speaking with you, growing up, I was not even close to being confident. I was your typical geek, wanted to hide away and not talk to anybody at all. What Corey Outsmarts the Butterflies is basically about is it's about a little boy who is afraid to do his show and tell. And so he meets an older boy that helps guide him through. I mean, he's basically fearful. He gets picked on all the time, and that part is, there's a little bit of me in there. But what he does is he learns step by step by step as to how to put his story together so that he can do his show and tell. The title of the book is Corey Outsmarts the Butterfly, and the word smart is actually an acronym. And so it's a little system that could be used to develop a speech or a presentation. It's designed as a children's book, but it's not really a children's book. It can be. I mean, it's really designed for anybody who is uncomfortable in front of an audience or in front of a group. And as you're probably aware, as a Toastmaster, you go into Toastmasters and there are people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s who come in for the first time that are afraid to speak in public. And so they learn through the Toastmaster system. This will help people to be able to do this a lot earlier, because with back to school coming, some kids are going to school for the first time. They're going to have to do speeches. They're going to have to do presentations. And some of them are just very uncomfortable, because I know I certainly was in school. I avoided things just like the plague.
And I could totally see if you were working through this book with your child that it would help the parent as well, because so many, as you say, so many adults are fearful of it as well.
No, absolutely. And it's written in the form of a story, because something like public speaking, if I have to learn to do public speaking, or I have to learn this and this and that, it's not kind of like a technical manual in some respects. You go, it's kind of boring and dull. And so what I did is I developed it into a story, because the reality is, I'm not going to give away the whole acronym SMART, but what I want to share with you is a story, for example. People will remember stories rather than they will a series of facts and figures and dates. In fact, if I asked you, Stephanie, let's say, what happened on June, 18th, 2010? you're going to go, you're going to have to go back.
And I'm going to remember the day that I made my wrong number phone call and met Anthony.
Right. So if I said to you, tell me about the time you met Anthony, immediately the imagery, the story is going to come back to you. And so that's just a perfect little example of using stories to relate to things rather than a series of facts and figures, because that's what people are going to remember.
Yeah,
if you go to the bank and they say, you know what, you want to invest in our new product because it's going to give you an above average rate of return, they're going to go, well, you're not going to go and say, honey, guess what? The bank's got a new product and they're going to give me a brand new average rate, bigger average rate of return. And she's going to go, that's nice, honey. Did you remember to bring home the milk? but if she says, if you go home and you say, guess what, honey, we can get that condo 5 years earlier, we can retire, get that, you know, margaritas in the sand, she's going to say, forget about the milk, let's go for dinner, and you tell me all about it. So in the book, one of the examples that I use is the cereal box. So Corey, if we were going to say Corey wants to talk about cereal, Corey goes out and gathers information, and all of a sudden he's got a slew of information. The problem today is not having not enough information, it's having too much information.
Overwhelmed, for sure.
You go to that great dictionary in the sky, or you go to Wikipedia, so instead of worrying about, well, geez, what am I going to talk about, it's I have too much to talk about. So one of the stories is about a cereal box. And so instead of saying, if we're asking Corey to talk about cereal, instead of him reading all the ingredients in the box, of course, I'm sure the biggest one is probably sugar, you can talk a little bit about maybe what it's made from, how it tastes, what you like about it. And so you create a story and you create imagery instead. And I think if you can share that, because kids at a young age, no matter, even little kids, 2-3 years old, can already start to tell stories. So if you help them work on something that they're already familiar with and they're comfortable with, it's going to make it a lot easier. And in fact, the comments I received from adults was, geez, I wish I read this, or I wish I knew.
I would have had this 20 years ago.
I was younger, yeah. Well, yeah, and myself too, because I have to say that I am a product of the Toastmasters program. When we do table topics, which is impromptu speaking, someone asks you a question and you have 2 minutes to answer. The first time, I didn't make 12 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I sat down, I was shaking in my boots, and like a little kid, I was looking up at the clock, actually staring at my watch going, okay, when is this going to be over? And I'm out of here. I'm not coming back. But that was 12 and a half years ago. So obviously I, came back.
It's an incredible personal growth program for sure. And one of the things I like to, similar to Toastmasters, is that you can help other people grow and succeed and such. You're doing a similar thing with the person that did the illustrations in your book.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it was more of, let's just say we helped each other. There's a young lady her name is Kat Dole, and she's an emerging artist. She's a recent graduate, and the illustrations in the book are actually hand-drawn. And in fact, it's interesting because if you look at it, I think you have an electronic version, is that if you read through the copy and you look at the stories, she's really captured the essence as to who Corey is and who Corey is all about. Now, the nice thing about it, it's also a short read. It's about 40 pages. So if you're a busy adult, then
it's a bathroom read.
You can read through it fairly quickly. If you're just a student, a young individual, you'll find it won't be too long that you kind of go, okay, well, I'll put it down and I'll come back to it a little later.
Well, you know, I was just... thank you for writing the book, Greg, because it's important, and I think if we can start with the kids and get that fear, help them alleviate that fear when they're young, that's going to make a world of difference, because it's not a matter of if or when you have to do presentations. Even if it's just introducing yourself around the table, it's just a matter of when, right? So we may as well get a little bit more comfortable with it for sure. You can find out more about Greg Gazin. He is the Gadget Guy, gadgetguy.ca. Tons of articles, reviews for major publications on his website, gadgetguy.ca. And about the book, outsmartingthebutterflies.com. Greg, if there was just one thing you could let people know, what would you want that to be?
Well, if it's about public speaking and confidence, is feel the fear and do it anyway. That's Susan Jeffers' book. Unfortunately, when I went to Toastmasters for the first time, I hadn't quite yet read that book. And with respect to gadgets, life's too short. Enjoy your gadgets.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Greg. We'll have you back on again. More in a moment on Your Life Unlimited.
Your Life Unlimited. with Stephanie Staples on 680 CJLB.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Wow, we've had a very eclectic show today between the whole emotional part of being gentle with yourself at the beginning and the very up-to-date gadget business with Greg, and then the public speaking stuff with his book. Very eclectic. And we're going to turn the corner yet again in just a moment. But before we go into the next segment, I just want to let you know that the next Mo Mondays is coming up on September the 15th. And if you've been missing them, I'm telling you, stop it. Show up in Winnipeg. The next event, as I said, September 15th. And wherever you're listening to this show, there's going to be a Mo Mondays not far from you. So you can check out momondays.com and find out where they're going to be. And for the events here in Winnipeg, go to yourlifeunlimited.ca and go to the events page. Also, we're having a fundraising night at the Speedway. And if you haven't been to the Speedway in a long time or ever, it's time to come. So they're going to be donating $5 from every ticket to the MS Society. And yeah, we're going to be giving away two tickets also for having a drive on the track. So if you think that might be cool, bring the people that you like in your life and we'll see you. That is on August the 28th. So hope to see you there. Now, we usually say a big shout out to vivacityfitness.ca for supporting the show. But today we have the owner herself right in the studio, Cassie Bouchard. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No, she doesn't have her whip with her today to be whipping us into shape. But we're going to be using our minds today to talk about how we can, because that's kind of the biggest thing. It's not even so much about...
No, the physical part's the easy part. It's the mental part, I think, that is the most challenge for most people.
Is it just getting to the gym?
Getting to the gym is probably the hugest obstacle. And then once you're there, how do you push yourself? How far do you go? What's the pain versus gain? I don't really like that term, but that is definitely part of it.
Now, I know one of the things that you talk to me a lot about is when we're doing something together and you fail. And I always kind of was interested when you talk about, you know, work to failure, which you don't really hear that very often in your workplace. They're certainly not telling you to work till failure. You just don't hear it often. So talk about that term.
Well, working till failure is kind of the idea of, and this is something that I have struggled quite a bit with my clients, is we like to be conservative. We like to, you know, maybe go down half the way with our push-ups or, you know, lift a lighter weight, feeling that, okay, we can keep going for longer. But what I'm really trying to encourage my clients is to actually kind of step out of their comfort zone. The idea of working to failure is, we'll use push-ups for an example, is instead of going, you know, halfway and taking it easy, thinking, oh, I'm going to do 30 of them, why not do 5 and touch your nose to the floor? Really push yourself, go a little bit heavier with your weights. I mean, good form, of course, but it's that idea of pushing a little bit further and doing less, quality over quantity.
And so that doesn't go well with most people's minds, right?
No.
We want to be doing more.
That's right. Yes.
Two push-ups doesn't feel like enough.
Well,
what's the advantage?
So the advantage is that lifting heavier, obviously, or lifting more, it works different kind of system in our body. If we're lifting heavier, that's when we're getting the most health and physical gains. So that's the idea that I want my clients to get, is that, you know, don't be so conservative, push yourself a little bit further, and you're going to get more from it.
I'm always interested in taking philosophies kind of from one area and then applying them to other areas. So when you talk about this in fitness, it makes me think about, okay, how can we apply this to life in general? We don't, you know, in general, when we try something new, we don't want to fail. We want to be good at everything we try. But if we're only do things that we're good at,
well, then we don't grow as a person. And in my case, in the gym, yeah, that's right.
So what's the biggest, like when you finally see people that have, you know, maybe thought about this for a long time or had your business card for a long time and finally take that step to call or to show up, has something happened? Like, is there something that makes people finally decide to show up, or is there something we can do to kickstart ourselves to make us show up?
There's a couple different things. I would say if you're considering getting healthy and getting active, just do it. I like the quote, a year from now, you'll wish you started today. I love that. Going with a friend is a good idea. But if that's not an option to you, I just say, just do it. Put your fear aside. Any facility, especially our own, all their members are going to be judgment free. They're going to want to support you. Your instructor is going to want to support you as well. So you have people there that are going to help you succeed. Just get there.
That's a problem, right?
That's the problem.
Just show up.
Just sign up. Just do it. Just take the leap of faith.
You don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to be a certain way.
No, absolutely not.
What's the biggest challenge that you see for most people when they're starting their program?
I think going somewhere new, that can be a little bit intimidating. Also changing their lifestyle, like the idea of, okay, a lot of my members, they'll come after work. well, they might have gone home and had dinner with their family. They might have went and sat on the couch. It is changing your lifestyle, but then you feel so much better afterwards. So that's kind of your payoff.
Yeah, there's not too often you go home and you're like, man, I wish I didn't exercise today.
Nobody ever said that.
Yeah. Or that they spent more time at work.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's about making that time for yourself and just trusting in the method and that it is going to pay off.
I think one of the biggest things that helped me was not asking if I'm going to exercise today, but what exercise am I going to do today? So I'm going to do something today. It's just a matter of which one am I going to do?
Yeah, what do you feel like doing?
Am I going to do it?
Yes, that's a great way to put it, for sure.
And I don't know if most people do the, like, I like variety. I like doing lots of different things. And if I have to do the same thing 2 days in a row, it's like, eh. But a lot of people, they like that continuity.
Yes, the routine.
What do you think about the cross training? And
I think it's great to switch it up. Yeah, keep changing it on your body. It helps against the plateaus. And it also keeps it fun and interesting.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Stop. We just got to tell people. Stop thinking about it and try it. In your own bedroom, you can try a few push-ups. You can try a few sit-ups, do a few more than you did yesterday. Don't ask if you're going to exercise today. Ask which exercise you're going to do. Cassie Bouchard from vivacityfitness.ca. Back in a moment. We're talking with Cassie Bouchard. She is the owner of vivacityfitness.ca. And Cassie, if there was just one thing that you could let people know about fitness training and living life healthier, what would that be?
I would just like to say that we're all capable of living a healthy and active lifestyle. It's just about making small, realistic steps and finding out what works for you.
That sounds simple when you say it like that, right? And maybe it's just not to get overwhelmed with everything else that's going
that's
on.
That's right.
Just pick something.
Just try it. I think it's going to go 9 times out of 10. It's going to go a lot better than you thought. You might end up having a great time, loving it, and keep going there.
Not just about your body. It's about your mind. It's about what it does for your mind. Thanks for sharing your tips with us. Check out the website, yourlifeunlimited.ca. We got coaching. We got speaking. We got all sorts of leadership retreats, articles, videos for you. Everything to help you live your life a little bit healthier and happier. As usual, it's Stephanie Staples encouraging you to live your life unlimited.